Listen to part of a lecture in an earth science class.
Of course, you're all familiar with rainbows, perhaps the most beautiful of the atmospheric phenomena. However, there are other interesting but less common phenomena that I will be speaking about today. These are produced when light from the sun, or sometimes from the moon, passes through hexagonal-shaped or six-sided ice crystals. These ice crystals refract, that is, bend the light in the atmosphere. Imagine that the crystals are prisms bending each wavelength of light at a different angle. I want to describe three different phenomena that occur depending on the ice crystals' orientation towards the surface of the Earth, how the crystals are arranged in relation to the Earth. Okay. So the first phenomenon is a ring called a halo. This happens when the ice crystals are randomly scattered in the atmosphere. If the light enters these crystals, randomly scattered crystals, the light is dispersed around the sun or moon and is seen as a ring around the light source. So halos occur when the ice crystals that the light shines through are randomly dispersed in the atmosphere. Okay. Sometimes, however, the ice crystals are oriented horizontally instead of randomly. Now, this causes a different phenomenon. If the sun is low in the sky and its light shines through horizontal ice crystals, we see two bright spots on either side of the sun. These are called sun dogs and are seen at an angle of 22 degrees from the sun. Both halos and sun dogs are caused by refraction of light. The third phenomenon is a sun pillar. Around sunrise or sunset, you might see a shaft of light stretching either upwards or downwards from the sun, a sun pillar. Unlike halos and sun dogs, though, with sun pillars, sunlight reflects, not refracts, off horizontally aligned ice crystals that are gently falling through the atmosphere.